العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are sitting in اعتكاف in the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And if you heard the clip that we sent out today, how beautifully our Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib, our Shaykh, explains what i'tikaf is about. There was the first i'tikaf in the Cape of Hira. Jabal al-Nur, Ghari Hira was the first i'tikaf. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam could not stomach the idol worship anymore. And how the people worshipping idols, Baytullah, Ka'batullah was full of idols, 360 idols. Couldn't take this anymore. Broke away, went to the Cave of Hira. This is the reason it's an i'tikaf also. Ya Allah, the idols in my life, I can't take it anymore. And the idols, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he was deputed as a Nabi, then, but La ilaha illallah, this is negation. Negated everything. Now we learned the kalima, we know the kalima, but we haven't understood and learned the real meaning of kalima. What is kalima? What does it really mean for me to say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah? The non-Muslim, the mushrikeen among the Arabs, they understood this. أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهَ وَاحِدَةَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ يُرَادَ. So Nabi of Allah, to this kalima, you're making all our gods one God. We can't accept it. They understood La ilaha illallah. Nabi of Allah told them, he said La ilaha illallah. Tadeen will be the Arab. The Arabs will put their head down for you. You will take over the entire Arabian Peninsula, it will be yours. Sabut to Allah, aslim, become Muslim, you will be safe. They understood what La ilaha illallah meant. What the deeper meaning of La ilaha illallah, we have frames in the house. And that's what we know. They put it in a frame, put it in the dining room, put it in the lounge. It looks very beautiful. Hazrat says that La ilaha illallah, not supposed to be for the wall, it's for the heart. It's for the heart. Ayatul Kursi you're putting on the wall, nice, beautiful frame. We're decorating the walls, so decorate the heart with it. Put that in the heart. Asma'ul Husna we're putting on the wall, put it in the heart. Understand every quality of Allah, how powerful it is. Hazrat explains that one sifat of Allah, one attribute of Allah, one, you say, ek baat, one point of deen, just apply your mind and go into it, understand and see how many things of ma'rifatul upon on your heart. Ya Allah, there's so much over here. There's so much over here. We can't move on to the next one. So we can imagine the arif billah, those that recognize Allah, like our Hazrat. But ma'rifat of Allah, one point when Hazrat speaks is like a bomb blast. Ya Allah, there's so much in this. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he broke away, he couldn't take all his idol worship. And all the filth and haram that was taking place around the Ka'batullah. As I mentioned over and over again, modern day slavery. How the mushrikeen were making tawaf around the Baytullah unclothed. Unclothed. Look at their crooked and warped logic. We can't wear clothes and make tawaf because we sin in these clothes, so better we make unclothed. Illa muka'a wa tasdiya, clapping their hands and whistling. Clapping their hands and whistling. Mushrikeen, no, we won't clap hands and whistle, come to the stadium and do it. We'll make you do it there. And then who's the idol? Here's the players. Same thing we're doing. Same thing we are doing, what the mushrikeen did over there. And now, modern day slavery, or modern day following the West and the Kuffar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a woman is dressed in such a manner, that really you can see all the curves of her body, then understand she's unclothed. She's unclothed, she's not wearing anything. Kasiyat, ariyat. She's clothed, but she's ariyat, she's unclothed. Ma'ilat, mumilat. She's inclined towards men, and she's making them inclined towards her by her dressing. So modern day nakedness, that they're making tawaf, but really are they dressed up correctly? Is it right? Is it this is how my Allah wants it? Does He want it like this? As we said, the salah we are performing, Allah Ta'ala protect us. That the salah we are performing, and it hardly rises above the head, turns into a dirty rag, may Allah destroy you as He destroyed me. The tawaf mustn't do the same thing. We have to be so careful at these places. We don't want to get rejected. You go all the way to Baytullah to listen to the command of Allah and obey the command of Allah. Then I can say, I went for Hajj, I went for Umrah, I did Tawaf so many, Alhamdulillah. I went to the Rawdah, I made Salam to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Whereas the fear, Allahu Akbar, is mentioned by the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Who was the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali? If you don't know, the 40 durood we read, he is the one that compiled it. So you can imagine now how many millions in the world are reading the Salat and Salam on the love of one man for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how he understood Madina Tayyiba, there were days at times where he would make Salat and Salam from outside the Haram. Hazrat, why not be inside? He said, I don't have face to show him. I don't have face to show Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't have the himmat and the guts to stand before him. Now what they understood, I didn't haven't understood yet. But I have the guts and the himmat and the courage to go and stand there. Sometimes with my pants, my kurta below my ankles, or my garment according to sunnah. But subhanallah, Adi sahab went for Hajj, Mu'tamir sahab, Umraji, went for Umrah and came, mashallah. Let us say, kiss his forehead. He made sajda in the mataf, he made sajda in the road, kiss his forehead. You know where he went? Where he went and he came from? Let us understand what is real Umrah, what is real Hajj about, what's the preparation for it, how we should get our things right and correct. It's simple things, my dear. It's not big things. We're not saying big things. Do major changes. It's simple things that we have to do. Just simple things we do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open so many doors. Nabi alayhi salatu salam couldn't bear any more idol worship. Broke away. See, about 3 miles away from the Baytullah, Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, Nabi alayhi salatu salam found place and solace over there, went to meditation. First i'tikaf, so to say, that is why we break away, Ya Allah, these idols that within are lurking within my life. And Hazrat says to the biggest idol is my business. I love my business, I love my work. If only I can say I love my Allah. I love the masjid. I hate the marketplaces. Abghadul bilad, the worst of places, the marketplaces. Don't take our families and children there. Now we have online, Alhamdulillah. We have to go as emergency, how say outpatient. Go to the mall as an outpatient. Due respect to the doctor's house, they need the clientele also. When you go too much, then you become an inpatient after that. We'll check you in. The outpatient quickly, in and out. I've got to do my work and out. I don't want to be here. I don't need to do window shopping. We South Africans, what do we say? We're going to shop to see what we can buy, not what we need to buy. But we can, let's see what is there. And we're just filling the house, and filling the house, and filling the house. And everything is full, looking for more ornaments. That corner looks empty, put something in that corner. Hazrat says, now even in the bathroom too, where the flush is, before we had the flush now, that is not looking right, put on pot plant in the toilet. Put on pot plant. You say, who's the worry about your pot plant? Now even the sofa also, looking bare, put some doilies. That doily every time is falling at the back. And now Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah. Now such beautiful sofas, just comfortable. We can't even sit. There's so many cushions. We must put these cushions. We just throw it outside. Now they say, hey, my cushions. Now where are you going to put it? How are you going to sit? How are you going to sit? There's so many cushions over there. Even the beds also. So many pillows. Sometimes the guest at somebody's house, he's got 4 or 5 pillows plus the cushion and they throw over. I say, Allah, how do I sleep on this? Where do I put these pillows right now? So much of israf. Who gave us the style? Kuffar. This is not from Medina Sharif. It's not from the Rawdah Mubarak. It's not from the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's nothing like that. Far away from there. So these idols that were in the Baytullah, now they say we have it within our hearts. We have it there. One is my business. Then is my car. Then is my family. I worship these things. I love these things. They're more dear to me than everything else. These things take me away from my Allah also. Takes me away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the idols that I have in my life. I have to break them. I have to give them up. So these idols, asbab, all these asbab and means and means and means that I have in my life, Nabi alayhi salatu salam came with la ilaha illallah to negate it. To negate it. The first negation, he taught Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is to negate the idols. The idols that you see, they believe in Allah. mushrikeen of Makkah, the idolaters, believed in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, but they believed that Allah has agents. You have to go by the agency of the idols to get to Allah. Tell me, we're not doing that? My business is not an agent? Is that an agency I'm using? Is that an agency that I have to. Without this, what are you going to eat? Say it, I don't need it. I'm using it just according to need. I'm going to do it just according to need. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants to hear. It's not the be all and everything to me. According to need, Allah has a system, yes. But very, very importantly, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's qudrat and power to sustain has no link with your business. Understand again? You would negate the business completely. Your business is dead, cannot provide for you. Allah's power to provide for you is not linked to your business. If you say linked to my business, it means you restricted the power of Allah, which has no restriction. It's not restricted to your business. That is only a means and a sabab. Like how you put water in the glass, water in the bottle, there's a means to carry it only. But it can be free also. Allah Ta'ala can put it elsewhere for you. Come up from a tap, from a river, from a waterfall. Allah is not restricted. As He wants to, He'll give you to drink. In the same way, Allah is not restricted to the business. That Allah has to give me through this and through this, I will earn so much. This who told us? Not Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not Quran. So we didn't apply our mind, really thinking, Allah, what is the system? We just bought the system, we took it in. He gave it to us, we believed it, we've taken it, and we've placed our yaqeen in it. And Allah is letting it work. Allah is letting it work, but it's blocked our arteries and our valves, spiritual valves and arteries, from recognizing Allah. So we recognize the dunya, we know how it operates, it blocked our recognition of Allah. Only with the recognition of Allah will come, where we have to negate all these asbab and these means and these idols. Nabi of Allah came and negated. All these idols. As the students in first year and second year, Alim calls, they tell you, Qasasun Nabiyin. Anna al-asnam la tadurru, wa la tanfa'u, wa la tasma'u, wa la tatakallamu. All these words come. They can't benefit, they can't harm, they can't speak, they can't hear. Even the fly sits on that idol, they can't even ward off the fly also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke the big one. And he put the axe on the neck. And he told him, Fas'alun kabiru mahada, ask the big one that happened over here. They said, you're mocking at us. You know he can't speak. Why are you worshipping him? So the first negation, Nabi of Allah to Sahaba Ikram, negate these idols. They can't do anything for you. The second negation he taught them was negate the cone, the system of the world. They believe in the system of the world, the moon, the stars, the sun, they all have an effect on my taqdeer, and my future, and my behavior, and my family. Right? So they had the yaqeen stuck in all these elements around them. Negated it. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا The shams, sun belongs to Allah. وَالْقَمَرِ Moon belongs to Allah. وَاللَّيْلِ The night belongs to Allah. وَالنَّهَارِ Day belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. These things can't do anything for you. It's all by the power, permission of Allah they are doing everything. Is that by their own will? Negated it. Completely. And then the most difficult negation, the most difficult one. It was Sahaba Ikram to negate themselves. Me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. I am nothing, I have no intelligence, and really I can't do anything. Ya Allah, it's only by your tawfiq, by salah you allowed me. Ya Allah, whatever I'm doing, whether I got it right, so many people tried it a certain way, it didn't come right, I got it in a jiffy, I got it right. Hazrat says, Allah allowed you to do it. What do you say yourself? Say to yourself, Allah allowed me. The masturah ladies at home mustn't say, we did it. How's my baking? How was my presentation? Take out that my. Allah allowed it to happen. Allah allowed your baking to come out perfect. Alhamdulillah. Allah's qudrat. Next time it might not come out like that. And we know what happens. I don't know what happened this time. It has flopped. It didn't come out right. The cake was a flop. Attributed to Allah, did it, alhamdulillah. Allah did it, alhamdulillah. Allah allowed it to rise. Allah allowed it to be so tasty. All about Allah said, negate yourself. Don't become a Qarun. Qarun said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. That all this I got is because of my ilm, my knowledge, my hunar, my skill, my know-how. Because who gave it to you? Allah gave it to you. Your know-how, Allah gave it to you. Allah allowed you to remember. This was the negation Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When he came out from the cave, he came with La ilaha illallah. So in the same way we have come for i'tikaf, running away from all our idols. We say in every zamana there will be one Samiri. Samiri was that person during the time of Bani Israel. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left them, he went to meet Allah jalla jalaluhu. Then he made a calf. He made a calf. And there was some effects in the sand that came off the hooves of the animal of Jibreel that has some life in there. He put this in the golden calf. Lahu khuwar. It's to emanate a sound. It's to emanate a sound. So it was Bani Israel that worshipped this. They forgot about this. So they began to worship that golden calf. So ulama say in every period of time there be one Samiri with a golden calf. There be one Samiri that will show you the golden calf. Here's the bank manager. Here's the insurance policy. Here's the so and so man, this man, that man. It shows the golden calf. And how it will make sounds also. So on. Here's the investment here. Here's this here. Here's this there. They say for every Samiri, there'll be a Musa also. There'll be a Musa also that will break that calf. Don't worship this calf. Is that the right thing? So in every zamana, there'll be one Samiri that will present to you these things over here. Have a bite at it. Come, let's go. Let's move with this investment. JV, joint venture. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Another idol. Another idol. Say, iman or taqwa or yaqeen tawakkul atka hua hai. It's stuck in it now. It's stuck in it now. Before I know it, it's become a disaster. It's a nightmare for me. Negate it. Once you do the negation, as we're saying, but we might say, but no, Mawana, we have to work. We have to do this. Yes. But as we're saying, first of all, tick all the boxes. I have done all the negation. I've negated. I've cleared my heart. I made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After you sat down and negated everything and said to Allah, Ya Allah, it's only you. Only you give it to me. Only you can let me think. Only you allow my brain to work. It's only you. It's not about me. Once you tick all the boxes, now adopt the means. Now adopt the means according and Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you how much to adopt. Allah will teach you. Allah will guide you. How much to adopt? So this our Hazrat says also, every day when you're reading your Nafil Namaz, when you should be reading now, when you're reading your Nafil Namaz every day, we make the niyyat of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Haja, or Salatul Isti'ana, to ask Allah for a need. So Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Haja, Salatul Shukr, all these niyyat you make in two rak'ats, and make the niyyat of Istikhara. Usually we know Istikhara only before you sleep. But you can make it every day with your Nafil Namaz too. Why? He says, who doesn't have, which man of the house, which husband, which father, which son, which responsible person, is not making decisions all the time. Ya Allah, I need your guidance constantly. Every step of my life, go this way or go that way. Make this decision or that decision. If I don't ask Allah, then what's the vacuum? There's no vacuum. I want to trust myself. Or when I ask somebody besides Allah. I want to ask somebody besides Allah. That's why Hazrat says that ponder our namaz a little bit. When we start our namaz, the first dua we read, when you say Allahu Akbar behind the Imam, that first dua is such a, just the crux. If you only understand the dua, there's so much of marifat in just the thana only. Only in thana, of this is fatafat. Tarawih also, Imam Sahib don't give it a chance to read to it. Just take off. There's so much of marifat in it. Only the thana only. If only we get the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah's whole tafsir on only the thana that we learn in the maktab. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. At least Allah is giving you a chance to praise Him. And then to the ni'mat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, Allah demands that we praise Him, but He didn't leave it to us to praise Him in our words. Otherwise, Allah maaf kare, what words we should have used. Allah knows best. Like how we write now to the wife, or whatever it may be, last I think poetry, how to praise Allah. Allah says, no, I don't leave it to you. I want to be praised, but I'll teach you how to praise me. I will teach you the words also. The words that I love, that you must use. Allah's rahmat, this is. Allah's rahmat, with uniformity. I love these words. Repeat it every day. It just thrills me. I just love those words. Subhanaka Allahumma, purity belongs to you, Allah. Wa bihamdi, together with your praise. Together with your praise, purity belongs to you. You are free of blemish, flaws, shortcomings. Ya Allah, you are absolutely perfect. When we say Subhanallah, we say, Allah, you are most pure, you are free from any blemish, shortcoming. Ya Allah, purity and perfection belongs to you. When we say Subhanallah, doesn't make Allah more pure, doesn't make Allah more perfect. When I say Subhanallah, Allah purifies me. Allah makes you pure and clean. That's when Allah becomes pure. Subhanaka Allah, bihamdik, wa tabaraka ismuk. As the Shaykh said, Rahmatullah alayhi, the Shaykh Zakariya said, Rahmatullah alayhi, he said, wa tabaraka ismuk. Oh Allah, your name is most blessed. Your name, just your name, oh my Allah, has full blessings in there. He said, just this itself, just to understand, ya Allah, your name is so beautiful. Your name is so blessed. If you just ponder over this, what Hadrat says, ya Allah, your name is so blessed, Allah will make you blessed also. Allah will fill you with barakat also. People will take your name with love. Because I'm taking my Allah's name with muhabbat. The effect in everything we do. Just to ponder, wa tabarak asmuk, wa ta'ala jadduk. Oh ya Allah, your status, your magnanimity is most high, most lofty. And wa la ilaha ghayruk. Here's it. Wa la ilaha, ya Allah, there's no deity. There's no focus of attention and worship besides you. My shop is gone. My car is gone. Whether I got Imam's parking also, Allah, you allowed it. Somebody else parked there, don't make a fight, tell him, well, you make the Imamat. Because you parked there, you make the Imamat. Wala ilaha ghayruk. Allah Ta'ala gave you the musalla, it doesn't belong to you. Allah Ta'ala gave you the parking, it doesn't belong to you. Allah allowed you to purchase this building. Allah allowed you to stay in this area. Is that you? Wala ilah, negate yourself. Ya Allah, you say to Allah, wala ilah, there's no ilah. What is ilah? Ulama explain, what is ilah? Ilah is that deity, that being, that entity, at the time when a person is in need, where his heart rushed towards, that is his ilah. At that moment your mind goes to understand, that is my God. Didn't go to Allah, then you understand that. Simple example, which you have to learn the lessons of iman. I go to the filling station, tell the bowser, fill the tank. Tell the bowser, fill the tank. Fill the tank. Where's my ilah? My pocket. Money does. Money does. Take out, here's the card. That's my ilah. The day I forgot my wallet, Tony filled the tank. I went to search the pocket. Hey, the wife took the wallet out. The wife took out the wallet. She didn't put it back in. What will you say then? What will be your reaction? Ya Allah. Allah came now. Allah came now when the wallet wasn't there. Now he showed who was your first Allah. Who was your first Allah was the wallet, the credit card. It wasn't there. Now I say, Ya Allah. As if you say Allah. As if you say some other words. Let's say some other words. So see where the iman is stuck. Allah wants to see where the heart is going. Which way is going? That idol is just stuck in his heart. Plastic money, wallet, this, that, contact. Whether he got it on the phone. Hey, this is what my phone. Allah didn't come out through. So they got us tapped. I'll be tapping through that phone. They got us tapped everywhere. Don't think of Allah. So salah, the practice is consciously, wala ilaha ghayruk. Allah besides you, there's no idol and deity in my life. It's only you. Wala ilaha ghayruk. Now start your namaz. The most difficult negation is myself. To negate myself, I did. When I built my house also, I'm going to show it to everybody. How's the house? How's my planning? This I did because I had this idea. This because of this idea. This because of this idea. I did this because it was like this. Nobody will say, I made mashwara, alhamdulillah. I asked ulama ikram. I asked my sheikh. I asked the alim. How do I do this? Then he saw the kitab, he advised me, what the ulama have to say, how to build a house, how to design it. Alhamdulillah, I took mashwara. Barakat. Barakat in the house already. Allah will use it for deen. Because the house became an idol also. So how many things we have attached? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't bear it anymore, could not tolerate it. Left Makkah Sharif, went to the cave. Now we have come into i'tikaf. We are emulating the same i'tikaf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now I'm running away from all these idols. But the cell phone don't leave us. When you open the cell phone, say Bismillah. Ya Allah, whatever I'm going to do, with the barakat of your name. And in between, every time I open a new chat, read on Durud Sharif, read on Bismillah, read on Subhanallah, say one La ilaha illallah. Hazrat says the Arabs still have the habit. Arabs still have the habit. Anything you do, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Always dua they make you, always calling to Allah. Hayyakallah, Barakallah, Taqabbarallah, La ilaha illallah. Make it a habit. Whatever we do, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. When you're tired, you're waking up, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Wasi' al-Maqt, take the names of Allah. All the time in the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, opening the phone, doing this, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Can you remembering Allah? Oh, whenever your dunya is taking place, now you're reminding yourself, it's with the barakat of the name of Allah. Now there's barakat in it. Now this dunya is spurring you on to remember Allah. When I saw something good, I said, Subhanallah. Wasn't very good, Inna lillah. Started something wrong, Inna lillah. It made you remember Allah, that became deen. But if I do otherwise, then is the problem. So everything should spur me on to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything reminds me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this dunya also becomes deen. Otherwise I'm just going further and further away, and the dunya is taking me away from the reality of qabr. So we have come in i'tikaf, my dear brothers, for this. That when I come out from here, there must be a change. That should be, there must be. There must be now I've been equipped how to run my dunya now. How to make my dunya sharia compliant. And everything I do reminds me of Allah. Reminds me, makes me the dhikr of Allah. How beautifully our Shaykh explains that a person has evil thoughts. Person has evil thoughts. He can't control his mind. Right? Whether he be fantasizing, whether thinking ill of people, having bad thoughts of someone. It happens commonly in the homes also now. When you come among the ladies, she said that because of 1, 2, and 3. Whether she remembered what she said, Allah knows, but you took it to be like that. She said it because of this, now you're having evil thoughts with a certain person. How do you get rid of evil thoughts? With the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma ja'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. Allahumma ja'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. What does it mean, O Allah? Make, Allahumma ja'al, O Allah, make the whisperings of my heart, wasawis. Alladhi yuwaswisu, comes in Surah An-Nas, the one that whispers. Ya Allah, make the whisperings of my heart, wasawisa, qalbi, qalb, my heart. Allahumma ja'al, O Allah, make the whisperings of my heart, khashyataka. Make it a means of fearing you, wa dhikrak, and remembering you. How beautifully was that explained? He says, look at this dua, such a powerful dua if you really understand it. What it means, Ya Allah, is the wasawis of shaitan, spinning my mind, away from Allah. Evil thoughts, not sharia thoughts, not good thoughts, whether of people, whether of deen, whatever it may be. All these thoughts I have going through my mind, Allahumma ja'al wasawis ya qalbi, all the wasawis of my heart is coming through my heart. Ya Allah, shaitan is bringing these thoughts, nafs is bringing these thoughts over here, and one point over here also. Involuntary thoughts, there's no guna for it. Thoughts that just come to a person's mind, there's no guna, it just happens, you can't help it. The thoughts that you bring into your mind, that you'll be simple for. Intentionally, you think of something bad, or somebody bad, or fantasize, so that you'll be sinful. Involuntary thoughts, then to this say Allah doesn't write the guna until you do the sin. You still have time. Don't make amal upon it. It's only a thought. Don't make amal upon it. Don't entertain it. Don't fight it also. Just ignore it. Somebody is irritating you. If you really want to give him a show, then acknowledge him. You really enjoy it. Shaitan is saying the more you're going to give him cop, the more you're going to listen to him and worry in thoughts. Ignore it. Once you ignore him, he says, no luck. How much I tried with him, he's not giving me any show. Just ignore it. Don't even fight it also. In Salah, it says that the thoughts will come. Don't fight the thoughts. What you must think? What you're supposed to think. Think what you're supposed to. Don't think how to fight him. Think what you're supposed to be thinking right now. So just focus your mind upon that. So in this dua also we are taught. Ya Allah, the whisperings of my heart, make it a means of your fear and your remembrance. Subhanallah. What an explanation. What does it mean? That the enemy is supplying the enemy is trying to attack. So the more they're attacking, the more they're supplying the ammunition. But the more they're attacking, in fact, we're getting more ammunition to fight them back. They're supplying us, and we're fighting them with it. What do you mean? Shaitan is bringing thoughts. Mubarak, bring more thoughts, afi Allah more. And I remember Allah more. The more you're saying this now to me, I'm saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan. He says, every time I'm giving him thoughts, he's saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan. Okay, this is. What he'll do? He'll give up. Every time I'm spurring him on to think, even he's seeking Allah's refuge against me. So my wasawis to him is actually making him a big zakir. He's making a dhikr of Allah. So coming back, my dear brothers, when he comes to the i'tikaf, he's coming here now, running away from all these idols around us. We're going to make them Sharia compliant, as I mentioned. Everything we've got, the Allah has given us, everything with dhikrullah. These things that spur me on to take the name of Allah. The chats, the EFTs, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. When I receive it, also Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Something happened in the business, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Hazrat says, continue diet. Just to give yourself some consolation. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbim wa rahma. May Allah's salawat be upon you. Allah's rahmat upon you. Allah's special mercy upon you. You are rightly guided. Abashir al-sabirin. Give yourself glad tidings. Glad tidings for the sabirin. Don't shout, don't swear, don't get angry. This tartib now, when it comes to the children also, how to get angry, how to show anger, what must tell them, how to tell them. You don't have the time for all of them. Right? How many times to tell them? There's four things you must do. And then, after the third time you tell them, then you can take some action. How to take action also is the whole discussion. We don't have the time right now for that action. But khair, coming back to where I take off. So we are here these nights to understand now, once I come out from here, how to handle so-called all these idols in my life now. How to make them all Sharia compliant, how to bring them onto deen. All these things now must remind me of Allah, 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 Allah. Now the barakat will come. Tabarak asmuk. Once they take the name of Allah, barakat in it. Barakat in it. Then all these things now will fall into place. These things will assist me now to obey Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. These things were there, now they will assist me. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam broke away. Then wahi came down in the month of Ramadan, in this very month. Laylatul Qadr, Quran was revealed. This is the month of Quran Sharif. For us to understand, after Ramadan, my Quran must carry on. There's two most important things in my life that will keep me connected. Is my Salah and my Quran. If I can't connect myself to these two things, I've got a big problem. I've got a major problem. My Salah has to be hundreds, as we say. Has to be there for the ladies at home also. And my Quran tilawat. It's a battle. It's a fight. We've got to do it. We have to do it. And myself, and majority of the people, we don't have the spiritual strength. We don't have the spiritual strength. We have to carry on recharging. We have to carry on going to the mashayikh. Hazrat says, you have to come here all over and over again, come here, and so much of tawajjuh, Hazrat says, come to the program majlis and go straight back home. No other kaam, no other work. Showing Allah, Ya Allah, I'm only coming for you and nothing else. No other work. Come with the program, listen to the program, fill your tank and go back home. Go back home. Don't go here, don't go there. This is how Allah will make Islah of the heart. Then everything else will come out. Everything will fall into place. Because even the amal we're doing it half. Or we're doing it one fifth. Or one eighth. Or half we're doing the amal. We're not doing it full potential. Dunya we're doing it full potential. I want a full service. Then we check it up again. Then we'll call the guy again. Hey, but still a rattle in the car. Still a rattle in the car. Rattle in my heart. Rattle in my namaz. I won't tell the sheikh. I'll get it right. Self-service. And self-service my car. Let's say try the self-service. You go under, try to open the oil or sump and see, mashallah, how you'll come out. What colors you'll come out with. No chance. No chance. You won't get it right. You've got to send it to the mechanic. He's an expert. You think you're going to save money? You're going to save time? But you know what happens. But to my heart, I think now I can sort it out. I can sort myself out. I will come right. Nabi of Allah couldn't tolerate it. He left. He went away. Went to Ghari Hira. Told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was dispatched. Now go and give him nubuwwat. Tell him Iqra. What was the first thing? Iqra. Oh Muhammad, read. What must read? I can't read. Lastu biqari. I can't read. Then he hugged him so tight. Till his body was in pain. Told him again, read. I can't read. Unlettered. Didn't learn to read. Second time. Third time. Then what do you must read, oh Muhammad? Iqra. Bismi Rabbik. Read in the name of Allah. That's the most important thing. Read. Bismi Rabbik alladhi khalaq. Whatever you're going to teach your child and yourself has to start with the name of Allah. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi has a whole kitab on this. On Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The first wahi, which was the beginning of nubuwwat. Such a deep bayan. He says from Iqra bismi started the first maktab. From Iqra bismi started the first maktab. First maktab was in Ghari Hira. O Nabi of Allah, everything you read now must be in the name of your Rabb. That's secular education. Must be bismi rabbika alladhi, the one that created you through the barakat of his through the barakat of his name, he will take care of you. He made you, he won't throw you away. He made you, he won't throw you away. He will take care of you. But if you throw him away and you abandon him, he'll treat you accordingly. Kama tadinu tudanu. As you carry yourself out, you'll be treated. So the main thing he says is the first wahi that came down now in the month of Ramadan was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That read, whatever you read now must be in the name of your Rabb. And from there it began. In I'tikaf, we're saying the same thing. Get a Quran tilawat right. There has to be a commitment and it won't be easy. After Ramadan, I got my salah, got my Quran tilawat, and I have my programs. And then this will keep me strong. Otherwise, it's impossible to remain strong on my own. Not possible. The deen of Allah is based on qurbani and juhud. It is based on sacrifice, effort. And Hazrat says to nowadays, he says, Allah made insan to produce. He has to produce all the time. He has to be productive. And he says, he has to be productive. Either in dunya, or dunya and deen. Both he has to produce. He can't just sit. I wait for things to happen. Just as he exerts himself in the dunya, he has to exert himself. He has Allah Ta'ala's system. You have to make the effort. We're not trusting the asbab and the means. You make the effort, but not trusting the means. But you want to make the effort. The effort, Allah will see the effort, and He will give you accordingly. He has to be productive in dunya, and productive in deen. But the deen will control his production of dunya. It will bring the barakat in there. So right now, we are already in our caves here in i'tikaf. And the brothers that are coming to Alhamdulillah to a certain extent. What the i'tikaf is for? The same thing. Remove the idols. Negate everything. Me, myself and I. I don't do anything. It's only my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the qualities of iman. One is I get my ibadat right. My salah is correct. My taharat is correct. My ghusl is correct. According to sunnah. All that is on its place. Now to get the inner qualities correct. And we start first of all with La ilaha illallah. That to get my iman correct. What is iman? What is La ilaha illallah? When Imam Balambodi says, rahmatullah alayh, he says that you should have so much yaqeen on Jannat that you believe Jannat exists more than the locality you're staying in. I know Overport. I live in Overport. Jannat, believe more because Nabi of Allah told you Jannat is there. He didn't tell you Overport is here. Tomorrow you can change your name to something else. You say, what happened to Overport? Became something else all of a sudden, some Zulu leader. Disappeared, Jannat won't change. When Nabi told me Jannat is there, it's there, I believe it. Without seeing it. That's iman. My eye could be deceiving me. But my ears are not deceived. I heard the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I heard about Jannat in the Quran Sharif is there. 100%. So I believe in it. These are all imani qualities that I have to bring into my life. So the whole journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, shall I conclude now? Hazrat says that we heard so many bayans. Now we think, Ya Allah, where do I start from now? Everybody is a mess here right now. Where do I start? Start with my namaz first? Start my Quran tilawat? I keep my beard? Now I have to cut all my kurtas also? And get my hair right? It's Don't overhaul this. Go back to basics. Where do I start from? Very simple. وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah, this is to see, as you said, this is activation. Ya Allah, I need to change. I'm changing. Allah, this is to hear that and perceive from you that yes, He's got this in His heart. إِلَابَتْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then now He's turned to me. He's not making excuses. Okay, right, but you know what, after Ramadan when I come out, the hadith happened for Hajj, the environment was there of Hajj, alhamdulillah, all are wearing kurta. He said, I'm looking odd over here. So he bought a kurta. He put it on. All are wearing kurta, so he bought a kurta. All had beards, he said, I better keep a beard or something. Doing Hajj. Finish Hajj, everything, alhamdulillah, grew full beard, etc. He says he came to Jeddah, then he went to the bathroom, and he looked into the mirror, said, not looking right now. Now he's not looking right. He looked for a throwaway razor and took out his beard. Whole environment changed, iman is evaporated. Have iman that is based upon environment. Environment is there, my iman is not high. Environment is not there, my iman evaporates. Iman based on halat, because there's halat and conditions in my life right now, and the things to come right, so I go directly to Allah. I go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah opens the way for me. Everything settled down, I cried enough, alhamdulillah, I passed my matric now, alhamdulillah, now everything is gone. Salah is gone, dua is gone, Allah sorted my life out. That iman was based upon halat, halat conditions are gone, my iman evaporated. Then you get iman that is based upon deen. Deen ka iman. Deen, solid iman. No matter what happens, whether environment, no environment. Whether halat or no halat, my iman is solid. Doesn't change whatsoever. This is the iman Allah Ta'ala demands. This is iman matlub. Iman mawjood we have. That iman that is there in our hearts right now, that too is valuable. That too inshallah will take us to Jannah. But iman that is matlub is the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's the iman Allah wants. Aminu kama amanu nas. Aminu kama amanu nas. Another expression also. Qalu anu'minu kama amanu sufaha. What the kuffar said? Was believe like these fools. Say, those ulama that were called towards the haqq, and they tell you the right things, they say, those fools, what they know? Same thing they said about sahaba. The sahaba are fools, na'udhu billah. They told him, bring iman, believe in Allah like sahaba. He said, like these fools. Photography is haram. How can it be? He said, the sahaba ikha. It was this photography, videoing, intermingling. These are fools, they don't know. They're not updated. They're from the camel age, na'udhu billah. Orthodox Muslims. They're backwards, they don't know what's happening around. How can you live like that? Same thing was told to Sahaba Ikram. أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنُوا السُّفَحَى. Should we believe like how these fools believe in Allah? نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is Sahaba رضي الله عنه. They told them, believe like us. The same call is today. Believe in Allah like Sahaba رضي الله عنه. All his idols take it out and conform and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are you speaking about? So many bayans I heard. Now where do you start? This is what you heard. Put the beard right, put the eyes right, put the heart right, put this right, that right. Now, ya Allah, where do I start from? Simple. Allah is activation. Right? He's already made his mind up. He's not making excuses. And he's not afraid to change. He's not afraid to change. That now Ramadan will finish. Now I don't know whether I can do this. I'm not sure. I still got this taqaza, that taqaza. Right? I'm already now in that one certain team. Now just to leave the team, or the boys will phone me already the first weekend after Ramadan, tell them not coming, they say, what happened? In Jobuk, they say, he's gone dick pious. This guy is dick pious. Say, what happened now? He's gone very pious now? What's the story? They're coming out, let's go have a coffee. Say, no, that's alright. He say, what's happening? He says, now already, how am I going to face all these challenges? The boys, the family, the parda, the hijab, and now the intermingling, I'm going to go home, now they're going to wait to see what I'm going to do now. Right, they're going to come and dictate. Hard on myself, easy on others. Or piyar and muhabbat. Piyar and muhabbat, and Hazrat says also the easiest way to put whatever we learn forward. If I have a sheikh, is the easiest way. I have an ustaz, easiest way. What do we say? Hazrat said, finish, don't fight with me. I'm the messenger boy. Don't shoot me. That's what I learned. You let me go in for etiquette. That's what I learned. I'm just putting it forward to you all. I'm just putting it forward to you all. Alright? You all sort it out, your ladies. Everybody is coming, you all separate it. I leave it to you all. Just pass on the buck. If it doesn't happen, then I'll do mashwara again. What I must do now? How do I maneuver within the home slowly, slowly it will go into the hearts. It takes one person to make the decision. When Al Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Raivin, he said he was not even baligh. And that week in Madrasa, they learned all the rules of hijab. You got to make parda from your sister-in-law, parda from your auntie, your mamaji's wife, and your chacha's wife. You can't speak to them, make parda from them, and then from your first cousin who's there, your cousin's sister. She's not your sister. Your cousin's sister, parda from her also. Right? Idi, she's waiting for you. She'll ask you, bhai, how was your etikaf? They give you a big hug. All etikaf is gone, finished. All things is gone. The way we missed you. So long you went away, no message from you also. Now, how am I going to handle the marana? I don't know. Brothers, we had from in our class some reunion. Their culture is everything they meet, everything they meet, they have to kiss. If you're getting married, 200 guests, husband and wife has to wait at the front of the hall, the whole 200 people come and kiss you. 200 people come. He said, Marana, I'm going back home, what I must do now? It's a culture that they just come, it's like you can't even stop it. But subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala gave him the iman. He broke the culture, broke the customs. So in this way also, when Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so that week they learned all the rules of hijab and parda. Wasn't baligh. Still young man. So Thursday night he would come home, by Thursday asr time. So he used to go to the nearby Darulum, I think the Jalalabad. See? Hazrat Imam Musalla Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He used to come home. Father knew now by Maghrib time, Jamshed will be home. Asr he reads there, then after Asr he comes away home. So they're waiting for him after Asr, is that coming? After Maghrib, is that coming? Oh, where's Jamshed? Father goes to the masjid, he's sitting there, look, a big allama, a big buzruk. Jamshed, not coming home. No, I'm not coming. He said, why? He said, no, Babi is there, Babi is there. My sister-in-law, can't come home. So what do you mean? He said, no, we learned in the kitab. To make parda from her. Now, when his elder brother got married, he was a young boy. So she like brought him up. She used to feed him and used to come home, take out the food. She said, I'm not coming. Father said, she's so much older than you. No, I'm not coming. Or I will tell her to put parda on him. So then I'll come. So he said, I went home. Jamshed Jimmy Karguzari, who's an ulama. He said, I went home with a straight face. Young boy now, straight face. Sat down to eat. So she came in the kitchen with a parda niqab on. Now, she says she came in there and she was giggling at me. Hey, bacha, he's even gurab still. He put me in parda in my own house. Otherwise, he's not going to eat. Now, she had muhabbat for him. He was a small brother-in-law. So she took out the food and she served him. He didn't smile and look at her. Ustaz says, can't look at her also. Brother-in-law is mot. So he ate his meal, finished. Father said, next day, usually you go meet your chacha. I said, not going. He said, what happened now? Go meet father's brother? I said, no, not going. Why? He said, no, chacha, so I come sit there. Can't look at her. He said, oh, Jamshed, now you're making problems now. He said, I'm not going. Stubborn, young boy, I'm not going. So father met chacha, chacha, Jamshed now comes to visit you every week. He's not coming. Why not coming? Because your wife is there. He said, make parada. Or I tell him, come, I tell her, put parada on. He said, then I'll go. So he went, he's sitting in the living room, whatever it is. So auntie came with the parada on. They put a parada in their own house also. He says, subhanAllah, Allah loved it so much, the entire family went into parada and everything separated. One nabaligh boy. One nabaligh boy took the himmat and courage. And not breaking the command of Allah. Allah Pak, I'm reading Quran, hurrimat alaykum, haram for you, haram for you. I'm reading, but I'm doing opposite to it. Standing on the musalla as the imam, but I'm doing opposite behind it. He said, I can't do that. Took one boy himmat. The whole family separated. And there was no barakah than anything else. The same little Jamshed at that time became Hazrat Mawlana Jamshed Sahib, the Sheikh al Hadith of the Darulum in Raivind. So where to Allah took him? Allahu Akbar. What maqam Allah Pak had given him thereafter. But where he started? He came into the heart, he took one person. Hazrat says that we just activate the heart. Don't fear to change. Don't fear to change. Ya Allah, after Ramadan, I'm doing it. Whether it's my beard, I'm keeping it. Ya Allah, I don't know if I'll keep it. For in the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I don't know when I'm going to reach the qabr. At least I can do it now. My garb, my kurtas, my pants, way above my ankles. All my haram activities, and my apps, and my contacts, and everything else, I don't need it. I got my salah, everything revolves around my namaz and my Quran time. We're not saying don't have fun. But as we move on in the path of tasawuf, tazkiyah, clean the heart out, this will become all the fun to you. This will become all the fun. I don't have time for anything else. I got my namaz, I got my Quran, I got my hifz, I've got this, I've got that, alhamdulillah, I'm happy enough. So the last point is it says, we listen to so many things. Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those that will make mujahada, those that will exert themselves. Hazrat says, take just one thing that is a blockage in your life. Just one thing. This blocking your taqwa. And make that the jihad of your life. On that one jihad, at that one point, Allah's promise that you will make mujahada for my pleasure, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, you make mujahada and you fight yourself on just one point. Allah says, I will definitely open up avenues of guidance. Subul means millions of avenues. You can't even count that one that will open up an avenue. Allah says, I will open up avenues of hidayat for you. Just one point. Don't let shaitan block the mind. Where do I start? One thing. I got a problem with my eyes. This is jihad of my life. Just work on that one thing, and inshallah will open so many things. This one thing I'm having a problem with, I can't get over this. And yes, you will slip again, remember. The slip will come. I got my hair right, alhamdulillah, I'm not going back to the old hairstyle. The slip will come again when you go to the barber, and you cut half your head in the load shedding. He said, boss, leave it. This was my old style before. So I hit a slip over there. But when you slip, he says, now come back quickly to the Sheikh. Come back to those. All right. I slipped up. Chalo, let's move again. Let's move. Don't look back. Let's move ahead. Just take one thing that's blocking my spiritual heart from connecting to Allah and make that the jihad of my life. Whatever it may be. But as we mentioned now, we have become so desensitized in regards to major sins that we don't regard things to be sins also. We start now recognizing this one thing, that one thing. Right, this is my jihad. This is my jihad. The TV in the house, wife said, we don't eat out. Slowly, it's jihad within yourself. Turakat namaz, take out the sitqah, cry to Allah. But remember, we tell the brothers also, you know, take out the TV, then you become the main actor at home. Then. You become the main leading actor at home, meaning you be at home now. So she don't have time with the TV. She will see the TV, say, mujhko dekh, look at me. I lack for you a little bit, what I must do? Right? Then she won't need the TV. Because I'm there for her. I'm there for her all the time, so she doesn't have time to even look at it anymore. Because I'm home now, let's sit together, let's do something together, keep her busy, then you'll find the barakat in the home. But take only one point, as it says. Whatever problem I have, whatever shortcoming in my life, make that my jihad. Another one mujahada, Allah will open avenues of hidayat, Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. One of the brothers want to take bi'at, they can come forward, inshaAllah. Whoever want to take bi'at, they can come forward. I'll take the bi'at with you and then make dua, inshallah. Let's put this water on side. I'll read the khutbah and I'll say the words in English and you repeat after me, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyati amalina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make Tawbah from Kufr, from Shirk, from Nifaq, hypocrisy, from Bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyya, of the naqshbandiyya, the qadiriyya, and the suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil, perfect iman, in kalima shahadat, with afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Allah can accept, inshallah. You just send me a message to read, then we'll send it to you all, inshallah. Allah, send me a reminder, inshallah. We'll make dua, inshallah. Brother's already sleeping. We don't make loud zikr right now. Brother's sleeping already. You're sleeping already. Let's make short dua, we can engage in our amal, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu li muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept our bi'atu, my Allah. Make it a means of our islah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the barakat of all the awliya and all your friends, O my Allah. Our beloved Hazrat Wa'ala, Shaykh Abdul Ghani Bupuri Rahmatul Ali, Shaykh Hakim Akhtarsaf Rahmatul Ali, Shaykh Abdul Hamid Fakhul Ummah Rahmatul Ali, Damat Barakatuhu, and all the awliya of all the silsilas, Ya Allah, grant us the full barakat of it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the heart that you have given your friends, O my Allah, the pumping your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, save us from becoming unmindful of you, from becoming negligent, becoming, Ya Allah, forgetting you. Ya Allah, give us your remembrance, O my Allah. Give us hearts that love you, hearts that love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us complete islah in all the facets of deen. Ya Allah, grant us your ta'alluq and your connection, O my Allah. Grant our families, our children, our wives, our parents, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us a real life, O my Allah, a life of reality. Save us from deception. Ya Allah, save us from loving the kufr way and tariqah and style. Give us love for the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from selling our iman. Ya Allah, give us sufi to protect our eyes, to protect our ears, to protect our tongues, our hearts, our minds. Ya Allah, keep us upon sarati mustaqim. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of the pious. Ya Allah, give us mort upon iman. Save us from azab qabr. Save us from the scorpions and the snakes of the qabr, O my Allah. Give us nur in the qabr, O my Allah. Open the windows of Jannat for us. Send down for us, Ya Allah, the silken bedding of Jannat. Ya Allah, for us, for our parents, O my Allah, our spouses and our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us with complete iman, O my Allah, complete nur, O my Allah. Save us from drowning in our perspiration. Save us in the heat on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us shade under your arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have that meeting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Hawza Kothar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is happy to receive us, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a book of deeds in our right hand. Make our schemes of good deeds, Ya Allah, heavier than our evil amal. Ya Allah, at the pool sirat, Ya Allah, let us pass with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, give us Jannat al Firdaus without reckoning. Give us a life of Jannat in this world, oh Ya Allah, and in Akhirat also. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa suba alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين But it's humbly requested, inshallah, we can engage in some a'mal, inshallah. Although we might feel a bit lazy and tired, but a little bit mujahada, a little qurbani, on the two rakas, we don't know what Allah will give us, inshallah. So even two rakas, four rakas, a little bit Quran tilawat, when the sleep comes, then we can take some rest with the intention of waking up early, inshallah. And ask someone to wake us up. Very importantly, we're setting our alarm, should not be musical tones. Please. Oh, put a silent alarm. Now you think, how can the alarm be silent? So that too will teach your brothers how to have a silent alarm. The trick is, don't put any tone, put the phone on heavy vibrate, and put it in your pillowcase. So it will vibrate your whole brain, and you'll wake up, inshallah. And you see how it will work very well. And now for you to look for the phone in your pillowcase won't be so easy. So you'll have to wake up and look for that phone. And do as I do, put 5 alarms every 5 minutes. Now if you put 5 alarms every 5 minutes for the tone, on the second alarm you'll wake up and you'll go to the bathroom. And the third alarm is ringing in your cave. And it wakes up everybody else after that. And it's musical sometime. So please, the easiest way is put it on heavy vibrate, put it in your pillowcase. And it will wake you up only, inshallah. Like this, we can wake up very comfortably. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.